Welcome to today's Hearthstone. Let's talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. State Senator Ken Rosenboom joins us on today's program to provide an update from the 2021 legislative session. Well, Senator Rosenboom, we are approaching the home stretch of the 2021 legislative session. As of this conversation, 1 month left on the schedule before the April 30th deadline to be out for the summer, so to speak. First of all, we are, with this 4 weeks away, also reaching an important funnel. Let's start there. What are some bills that, as of this week, that you've been following or those that you've been supporting that are either going to continue to move forward or those that will have to wait till next year?
Well, there's a number of them. Most notably, I think I had some personal bills regarding about what we call in Iowa the bottle bill. That's in Ways and Means, so that's funnel proof. I also have a bill that deals with deer populations in Iowa. That's also funnel proof. On the policy side, major or significant bill this year in the Senate was, or at least in the Appropriations Committee, Ways and Means and Appropriations, is a rewrite of the mental health levy as it relates to property taxes and how we fund mental health in the state. So the process on that continues. Stuff that has been set aside for the year, and I know that people are talking a lot about vaccination mandates. Those bills have died, and so there will be no action on those. And then, of course, there's many other more minor topics that we take up throughout the year, and the process continues.
Well, and the Senate came out with their budget target not too long ago, and it's an overall budget proposed for the next fiscal year, right around $8 billion, just under that mark. Right. I know you wrote about it pretty extensively in your most recent newsletter. Break that down for our listeners as to what that budget overall looks like. I know the K-12 education portion has already been appropriated, and what that looks like as you negotiate between the governor's office and the House to hit that final target between now and April 30.
Well, yeah, the Senate Republicans have set a target of fiscal year 22 total state spending to be $7.999 billion, as you said, just under the $8 billion mark. And as a reference, that's 94% of our the money that we can spend. There's a 99% rule that we can't spend more than 99% of expected revenues, but we, then the last few years, have always stayed away from that concept of spending virtually everything we have. So a 94% of expected revenues equals that target of just under $8 billion. As you said, we had funded education early with a 2.4% increase to K through 12, in addition to some additional money for the per pupil and transportation equity commitments that we've made. And then just yesterday in Education Committee, we did approve another $27 million for K through 12. That had to do with preschool funding. There were some uncertainties earlier in the year with how we should do that, some disagreements with the House. So we did that in committee this week. So I think we've really amply funded K through 12 education. So all the pieces are in place. Now, as budget committee chairman, I am one of those. We will negotiate with the House and with the governor and try to find agreement on a final package.
Well, and I know one piece that wasn't necessarily included in the Senate's goal that also will, I think, have some pretty extensive discussion, especially with some of the potential federal aid coming in, as I talked to Representative Height last week about, is broadband internet expansion. And in fact, as I sit here on Farmer Street in Pella, we've had the fiber going in the ground throughout our community here. And I know others in Iowa are trying to do the same. And there was not an appropriation mentioned there. Have you heard anything from the Senate perspective on broadband investment? I know the governor called for $150 million next year and the next 2 years after.
Yeah, and I do not, Andrew, have any update on that. And it should be noted that that spending, the Senate Republicans have not put into this $8 billion. The reason is we believe those are one-time expenditures and shouldn't be part of the ongoing operational state budget. But yes, the only number I've heard yet is the governor's $150 million, and that would be for this year, and then the next 2 years, another $150 million each. So,
well, and
that's the only numbers I have.
And then going forward, is there anything else that you're going to be specifically working on beyond the budget, or is it really kind of focused on fiscal issues this last month or so?
Well, it'd be fiscal issues, but I was just looking at the unfinished business calendar. There are a great number of bills on there for us to consider. Many of those are fairly quickly dispatched. Some of them will take us some time. So the next 2 weeks, there will be an awful lot of floor debate, probably several late nights. And interspersed through that will be the I'm on Appropriations Committee. I see we have 4 meetings scheduled for this coming week to deal with appropriation. So we're heading down that home stretch of a lot of things happening fast and a lot of late nights, it looks like to me.
Once again, that was State Senator Ken Rosenboom. If you miss any of our Let's Talk programs, you can find them online daily at KNIACableS.com under podcasts and subscribe through Google, Apple, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.